Saints, I'm going to tell you something. On March 13th, is this okay, Abby? Are we all right?
It's great. Keep going.
I want to release this on you tonight. I was going to do it later.
Do it now.
So polite. I want to make sure you're hungry.
I don't want to be polite.
There's a few hungry ones. And I feel like we're shedding this. Look, it's an intoxicated sobriety. He wants us intoxicated with revelation and sobriety of his ways. Show us your path. Show us your way. Teach us your ways. Do you know in the Hebrew it's like taking us in the arrow, in this bow of covenant, and shooting out us in, with purpose and destiny. Do you know how big he is and how what he has planned for you? All that's being produced now, unfortunately, is in mass mediocrity. And God is calling a remnant to come and shine, kumi ori, to shine like the stars in heaven, to shine with his brilliance. And in the Hebrew, that word shine is illuminating brilliance. It's diffusion of light that shines forth. So arise, be established, fulfilled, and stirred, and be on fire. Kumi ori, arise and shine. And that word also stands for fire. Arise and be set on fire with the illuminating presence of the King. And we get this sense from his original intention in the garden of what level that he wanted us to be moving in. Flowing in. Gosh, there's a healing tree, Abby, that we're going to a whole other level this year with a healing tree. There's a level. As even as Noah was taken by the waters higher, and his new starting point was on a mountain, God is taking healing tree higher to start at a higher level. A release of river of healing that would flow from that tree that was in the garden. He didn't plant that tree like he planted the others. That was the eternal taproot of heaven. That was he placed the tree of life in the garden. And that other tree was there. But that was a corrupted tree. And he's by the blood of the Lamb, he's bringing us back to that beautiful living tree.
Yes.
And that tree is to flow inside of us, and we're to flow from there. And the scriptures say that there was a river that flowed, and that river turned into four rivers. And it speaks of his intention for us in this day. Is this okay, Prophet Slav?
Yes, yeah, do it.
The first river was Pishon. It means a flowing river. Come on now. When I speak about the rivers, I want you to jump in. It's that river in Revelation with the trees. It's your scripture. I gotta believe that. I haven't read your. It's Revelation 22.
Yep, it is.
Healing for the nations. Bearing fruit in every season. But we get a glimpse of his original intention in the garden when he placed Adam and Eve and kneeled over him and brought a Genesis mandate to their lives. He spoke face to face, phosphos, face to face. And then he placed them where these rivers are. And Pishon means flowing river. He wants you to flow with a river of revelation, a river of sonship and daughtership. You understand what I mean? A river of flowing with his heart of wisdom and revelation. And then the second river is Ion. It means not just flowing, but overflowing. So he didn't call you just to flow, but to overflow and to pour out. To pour out all. many want that tonight? Come on. How many want actually the nerve or flow that Jesus would get real big on the inside of you and then from your innermost being, the rivers of living water would flow out of you and touch the world around you? Let me just tell you something. If you try to explain insecurity and fear about moving forward to Adam and Eve before they fell, they would have no clue what you're saying to them. They had no idea about those things. And by the grace of God, He's brought us back, and He wants us to walk in that river of life to be overflowing. And that third river is Hedekel. It means a river with purpose. A river flowing and then overflowing wherever you go. What does that look like in you? What does that look like for you? When you can't help but overflow. When your heart is so unlocked that you just can't help flowing, overflowing purpose and destiny on the earth for His glory. And the next river is Euphrates. I'm just going to take a sip. And that means fruit. We can take a happy break right now.
Big drink.
Euphrates means fruit, full. So not only does He want you to be a river flowing, but overflowing. And not only that, He wants to send this overflowing river that is filled with revelation and revelation of sonship and identity without fear. You actually will remember that you were created in Him before the foundation. It's a gift of memory. You know that you were formed in Him before time, in a place of love, in family, rooted and grounded in love. And He wants this river to flow with purpose on the earth and bear much fruit. And the Lord this year said two things to me. It's been really challenging. He said, "Son, I want you to live out of your heart this year. I want you to live out of your heart."
Yes.
Remember, Adam and Eve's eyes were opened. What eyes were opened? It was the eyes of the knowledge of good and evil. And their operative heart began to slowly deteriorate. And we see that through the scriptures. Israel hardened their heart. All the generations hardened the heart. Jesus even spoke about it. Hard hearts, not listening. But He came to restore our hearts. Come on, saints. He came to restore our hearts that we would see with the eyes of our heart. Come on, it says in Samuel that He doesn't look on the outward appearance, but He looks on the heart. So there's things that He's looking at now that we're doing that He's not even picking. He doesn't even see. Because we're operating outside of our heart. Now I get it. There are things in our heart that are come out of us. Maybe aren't so good. But there's a law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that has set us free.
Yes.
And He is greater than our hearts, and He knows how to bring us forth as sons and daughters. He's a good, good Father. And he also said, son, I want you to be obedient to your heavenly vision. How many in here have a heavenly vision? Yeah. Come on. Come on, saints. Yeah. Are you framing your life and word according to your heavenly vision in this season? Framing your steps according to the plan of heaven. You know, right before a great shift on the earth. In fact, before so many of the hinge points in history, there was always a group of people that he used. And they were always positioned, and they were always a mixture of, they were transgenerational, they were young and old, they were positioned for his purpose on the earth. And there was always an opposing force that came to stop the Aliyah, to stop the arising, to stop the Kumiori, to arise and shine. There was always a force that would try to stop this arising of sons and daughters. See, the enemy is okay with you arising as long as you don't start shining. He'll get you busy doing performance and works theology and a lot of things. But when you start shining with his love and his light, that's when you become dangerous. So every time when Israel was on the Exodus, we see the Amalekites, they came, I don't even say that right, they came 1,200 kilometers to stop them from entering their promise. We see that arising in the days of Esther.
Jesus. Amen.
This grandson of Esau, a Moloch. We see the same spirit arising, Haman, related to that Amalek, the Amalekites, again. Just when they were about to return and to go into promise and to go into purpose and to come back to the land, there rose a spirit to try to destroy and stop them from Kumiori to arise and shine. That light would come and the glory of the Lord would rest upon you. And it was the same, the dawning of Messiah. When it was prophesied that the great forerunner would come one day out of Malachi. Spirit and power of Elijah would come. And when it was time for that coming, he positioned sons and daughters. He positioned Elizabeth. He positioned Zechariah. Past the age where people thought they could be used. Right at the end of their ministry.
Yeah.
He pulled them on the stage that they would carry a son of promise. John the Baptist. The burning and shining one that came in the spirit and power of Elijah. And their story would be told to this day. And of course, Miriam and Joseph, the young couple, would experience the overshadowing glory, and the seed would come into her of Messiah. And the temple shepherds in the field were positioned to hear the message. And the kings, the wise kings came that were positioned to come and worship. And Anna and Simeon were positioned. And this was all happening when all the religiosity and all the darkness was all around and everyone was doing things according to what they felt was good. And there was a Pharisaical spirit. There was a religiosity around. But nevertheless, God positioned a remnant getting ready for the hinge point in history. Can I just say, would you say, let it be me in this hour, in this generation? Come on, is there one or two
yes.
of you?
Yes.
Let it be me, Lord. Position me. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. It didn't matter to God. God's plan, he was able to bring it forth. He's always been able to bring it forth.
Amen?
Amen.
And that plan will not stop. But here's the key that I really wanted to share tonight with you. He knows that unless we get back to eating off the tree of life, that we are going to continue to go in circles. He wants to open the eyes of our heart, and that was Paul's cry in Ephesians 1:17. Lord, I pray that the eyes of their heart would be opened up. Oh, that you would release a spirit of wisdom and revelation, a breath, that spirit pneumo of wisdom, a skill that's not corrupted, and a revealing of the Godhead, of the nature of Messiah, the nature of His family on the earth. And you went to Paul, Saul at the time, and radically saved that man, this murderer, and made him a spectacle. He was a dead man for 3 days. Dead men don't eat or drink. For 3 days he was blinded, and Ananias, which name means compassion, came. Oh. And the scales fell off his face. The scales fell off his face. And he was able to see what? Restored back to what he was seeing before? No. He was able to see with the eyes of his heart. That's why he's created such a contrast on the earth. That's why he carried such a message, and he spoke about, even to the Galatians, what has happened to you? They were doing okay. They did the best they could, but they fell into a gospel that wasn't the gospel that he had preached. Because he had preached them a revelation of the tree of life. They had preached them a knowing of God. Saints, we're going into a season of revelation where the mount of revelation that he wants to pour into his sons and daughters, you will not have enough life years to get out the messages that he wants to bring into you in a moment's notice. How many want to be caught up into heaven and be encountered in that way tonight? It is available. It's a lie that it's only available to a few. But he knows that there are those that are going to take this revelation and run with it. And so the greatest spirit of a Moloch, which, by the way, let me just say this to you. When Israel, I believe it was the same Esau spirit that came after the Balfour Declaration. Just listen with the eyes of your spirit. Don't disengage from the spirit right now. When Israel was about to, again, this shuvah return, and there was a release of them being allowed in 1917, what happened? As the birth of the Zionist movement started to emerge, and a sound emerging from our people to immigrate back to our land, the same spirit of a Moloch, I believe, rose up like in the days of Haman. Because there was a prophecy in 400 AD, Talmudic prophecy. Please hear my heart. I am not propagating you to read the mystical writings of the Kabbalah, the Zohar, unless you're mature and you could eat the fish and spit out the bones. Are you hearing me? But there are things that God spoke, has always spoken to his prophets. And you got to understand that our people were called to be Or LaGoyim, a light unto the nations. In fact, my lineage, the fruit of the finances, a rags to riches story that started in Philadelphia in 1917, of a lighting company that sent lights out to the world, and the finances went to Israel to create a building, the Rosen Solid State Building and the Technion Institute in Haifa. And out of that building came the technology for the night vision goggles to see in the dark, to see vision in the dark. Amen?
Amen.
And God is wanting us to see through the darkness. And this spirit arose and this prophecy spoke of this Germania that would arise with 300 princes in 400 AD. And that this Germania would join in with, form an alliance with Italy, with the princes of Italy, with Rome. Now, interestingly enough, Germany didn't get a step there. Germany was a group of 300 individual states with princes before they became Germany in 1879, around that time. Interestingly enough, they broke off all the relationships. The only one that they kept a relationship with Italy, with Rome. And I believe it's that same spirit that rose up. But how many know, even in the midst, he raises up Esthers that are positioned where he wants them, just like Anna and Simeon, just like Miriam and Joseph, just like the temple shepherds. Don't worry about what that person's position. Find your position where he's placed you. It is the most glorious story on the earth. It's his story in you. And so we see this spirit raising up. And interestingly enough, I believe the spirit came into America. Now we call it different names, Abby. We know we've dealt with Baal and all the work that's done, but there was Italy brought in through the church, the doctrine of discovery, which basically states it, when we come, if there's no Christian prince, we're going to take over the land. It was kind of the seed to bring a Holocaust to the First Nations people here on this continent. Mm-hmm. Do you see that spirit, that how it kept rising up? Mm-hmm. But see, here's what I want to bring tonight, is that spirit, or the spirit of anti-anointing, anti-Christ. How many know when we say Jesus Christ tonight, we're saying Yeshua, Messiah, Jesus, the present anointing. So when I say Jesus Christ, I am saying that he is here now, presently anointed.
Amen.
Right here and now. We want that anointing. And God is positioning his people, and the spirit right now, I believe, especially in our healing, the movement of healing. How many are in the healing movement here that have come tonight because of, I believe there's something that's going to propel us to another level of the healing anointing. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, I'm taking little rabbit trails, but interestingly enough, the Lord connected me with the great-granddaughter of Smith Wigglesworth, who will be at our place April 13th. But she texted me from South Africa, and she said, David, after I leave you, now, I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about us in Pennsylvania. I want you to get this. There's something here about the sending out from Pennsylvania that God loves.
Yeah.
I'm going to just turn my that off so you can hear me, okay? Are we good?
Yes.
Are we happy?
Yes.
And she said to me, David, I'm going from here to London, and I was just asked to reopen the original church of Smith Wigglesworth that has been dormant for 97 years, owned by Muslims, and now she's going to be preaching the first message, and she invited me to go. Now, this humble woman whose lineage of Smith Wigglesworth, this woman is being positioned to open up the ancient wells.
Wow.
of healing.
Yes.
And that's wonderful. And I believe the Lord is wanting us to open the eyes of our hearts and be unlocked this year. He's asking that of me. So what happened to me? I had a visitation in my living room a couple weeks ago. Oh, Lord. I got to get up. I know I'm speaking.
That's so right.
I had, can you hear me?
Yes.
My brother. Thank you, Father. I just want to thank him for a second. Thank you, Papa. He so wants me to live out of my heart. That he's willing to make me look foolish. He's willing to do whatever it takes for me to live in out of a place of integrity, out of a heart that is pure with him. How many would like that? How many here know we live out of our head too much?
Yes.
We have stinking thinking. What does it look like if we just chose to say, Lord, whatever I do this year, let me live out of that place of my heart. I don't even know if I can do it. I don't even know how to do it. So I have to trust him. I have to lean on his goodness for this. And on my wife's birthday, interestingly enough, she turned 60. And Kumi Ori, arise and shine, let your light. And on her birthday, we were out. And we came back to the house and my daughter was there. And my son was there. And all of a sudden, I got hit with the joy of the Lord, a laughter that I've never experienced before. I mean, I've experienced a little bit, but it went on for 2 hours. I didn't know there were different degrees of laughter. Did you know that? They're can I just read something? Are you good?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Sure.
I'm just going to sit with you all.
Sure.
Now, it's interesting. I found this article, and I just wanted to tell you the degree of my laughter. And then I want to pray that we move in that direction. Number one, the first level of laughter is a smirk. It's a slight, often fleeting upturning of corners of the mouth, completely voluntary and controllable. The next is a smile, silent, voluntary and controllable, more perceivable than a smirk. It begins to release endorphins. So there's health benefits of this thing. Then there's a grin, a silent, controllable, but uses more facial muscles. There's a snicker. There's a snicker, first emergence of sound with facial muscles, but still controllable. If you hold on in a snicker, it builds up gas. I don't know. Then I may never be invited back, but this is fun. And then there's a giggle, has a 50% chance of reversal to avoid a full laugh sound of giggling, is amusing efforts to suppress it, an end to increase its strength. So it's really hard to stop that. But it goes on. There's a chuckle, involves chest muscles with deeper pitch. There's a chortle, I don't know how to pronounce that. Chortle?
Chortle.
Chortle originates even deeper in the chest and involves muscles of the torso. The next is a crackle, and I can't even pronounce this, a G-U-F-F-A-W, guffaw. A full body response, feet stomp, arms wave, thigh slap, torso sounds is deep and loud, may result in free flowing of tears, increased heart rate, and breathlessness, strongest solitary laughter experience. Then there's, it gets even more, then there's a howl. A volume and pitch rise higher and higher, and the body becomes more animated. There's a shriek, a greater intensity than a howl, and a sense of helplessness and vulnerability. And then there's a roar, a loss of individuality. The audience roars. Then there's a convulse. The body is completely out of control. It's a fit of laughter resembling a seizure. Extremities flail aimlessly. Balance is lost. A gasp for breath. Collapse or fall off a chair. Some of you are relating because you know you've been there. And then there's the die laughing. That's the last stage. Instant of... some of you need to die. and this may be the way he gets us to die to our old self and release us into the new. Because there's a new that he wants to bring us in and out of our heart flow rivers of living water, joys forevermore. The joy of the Lord is our strength. There's just a revelation of joy that he wants to release. This is not just for Georgie and Banoff, saints. Come on.
Yeah, right.
Take the love. Die laughing. Instant of total helplessness. A brief, physical, intense, transcendent experience. Having died, we thereafter report a refreshing moment of breathlessness and exhaustion with colors more vivid and everything sparkling. Everything is renewed. Hallelujah. All right. Lord, I'm going to embarrass myself here. I'll see if I can find my phone. Now, here's what happened to me. And I only say it for the purpose that I just believe God's wanting us to live out of our hearts. And I don't know what that means for you. That doesn't mean necessarily laughter, but I hope it does. I hope we're living a full life of our hearts that is going to take us out of a mediocrity and bring us into a new place of life and purpose and destiny of what he wants for us. And how many know a little... what if sugar makes the medicine go down?
Yeah.
When he wants to do surgery, he knows what we need. So I'm very excited to a degree. I'm a little scared what this is going to look like this year for me. On the night of my wife's birthday, on this Kumiori, this arise and shine, the Lord's been speaking to me about the arising of his sons and daughters and taking the rightful place that would arise and eat off the tree of life to be restored back to the original Genesis mandate, that Acts 2 experience being released, the revelation that I spoke earlier on, Paul had, that we would carry this, see with the eyes of our heart, that when we walk in and start speaking, there would be a contrast of what we've heard before. And he wants to use you and me. Amen?
Amen.
He wants to use you and me. And so... When this hit me in my living room, and I love the fact that it wasn't in a meeting. I love the fact that this was for my family. My daughter got freaked out. She said, "What is happening to Daddy?" She'd never seen me like that. My wife started like, "Oh, what's going on with you?" My son buried his head. But then my daughter started recording me. And finally, my wife, after an hour and 15 minutes of me laughing and shrieking and sounds that I've never laughed before, she went down to kiss me and she gets hit and she starts falling over and laughing. And then my daughter gets hit. It's for the family. He wants to come into our homes. He wants thousands of healing homes that are carrying the presence and restoring the family altars in our homes for our sons and daughters, that we would experience the heavens coming into that reality. And so that went on for 2 hours. She went to bed, she woke up, and she heard me still. I even went to the bathroom, shut the door, and my daughter is taking... videoing the door with me laughing on the inside. And I'm just going to play this and one section of it if I can find it, and then I'm going to, don't know what we're going to do, but we'll turn it over and I'll stop talking. Let me see if I can find. Okay, so.
I finished.
That was just a small one.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
It's
going
to be contagious.
Scott, say that hasn't hurt.
This went on for 2 hours. So, Father, I just ask, Lord, I'm going to put an album out. I think I have enough for an album. Yeah. Lord, hi. I just ask, Lord God, for release of the eyes of our heart being opened up, Father, from this place, Lord God. Lord, I don't know when it's going to hit them, Lord God, Father God, but I'm asking for a release of your joy, Lord God. I'm asking for a release of the fire of the living God upon each one, Lord God. I'm asking for the joy of the Lord that would be their strength, that there would be a living out of the heart of revelation, of spirit, of wisdom and revelation, and the knowledge of the Messiah. Oh, Lord God, that this group would be one of the happiest people on the earth, Father God. Because this year they're going to move out of their head into the levels of heart encounter, Lord God. For the Lord said, Son, I'm calling you to a heart encounter. Not a hard encounter. A heart encounter. And I'm putting a new heart in you. Remember, he said that to Israel. A new covenant I give unto you. A new heart I give unto you, not like the old heart, but a new heart I give unto you. See, at the heart of the gospel is a covenant of a new heart revelation of him. It's a covenant release of his presence. Father, release more of it now in this room, Father God. Covenant heart revelation. A new heart I give unto you. A new spirit that I put within you. Not like the old, but the new, because it's a new place, Lord God. And the Lord said, I'm going to put a new heart within you. Oh, I just went to a marriage seminar at Smalley Institute. I recommend it. You know what they were talking about? Healing people. They said one of the problems with the relationships is not enough. What? Heart talk. Heart talk. They said most couples, me and my wife looked at each other like, wow, it's been a while. We need to... Oh, it's going to help in a lot of areas. Believe me, when you have the heart talk. And so the whole seminar was about learning to have heart talk. Not hard talk, heart talk. So I just declare that to you. You're a couple, right? You're holding hands.
Yes, right. Yeah. Jesus.
Just met. Yeah, right. No. Lord, let it be as though they just met, Father. Let there be a fresh heart, revelation that comes to their hearts, Lord God. Heart talk, Lord God. Oh, Father God. And the Lord even will use you. As you go forth to serve others, to serve other couples, but allow him to come into your home into your living room. Let it be His loving room. Let it come into your, the loving room of God. And let Him release the joy in your home. John Melendez's strategy for nation transformation. I was privileged to serve with him in a prayer team in the UK many years ago. Is family altars. Family altars. Family altars.
Yeah. Right.
Sure. Is this okay, Ab?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Father, hallelujah, Father. Lord, let the fire come upon, Lord, my sister. Let fresh fire. Here she is. She wants more of you. She wants more of you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Dream, come forth, the dreamer, the seer anointing, river of revelation, come forth, both of you seers, come forth, river of revelation, Father. So Lord, more heart to hearts with you this year. Come on, there's a spirit of wisdom and revelation. You can just begin to get the words that He wants to speak to you. Thank you for a man of wisdom, Lord God. Lord, a man that carries wisdom, Lord. Oh, Lord, let this be an unlocking of the season that he can't even fathom with fresh revelation and insight as he goes to that secret place of prayer, Lord God. Thank you for the heart of Father Nash upon him. Thank you for the heart to pray. Thank you, Lord God, you're going to take him deep within your heart, Lord. Oh, he's getting ready for a belly laugh.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, release the belly. Hey, for us all, Lord. Oh, there's a fire in the belly. Oh, release the belly, love, Lord. I've never said that before. That's weird. Release it, Father. Whoa, start fires, Lord God, of heart to heart with you, Lord. They're just encounters of God. I got a new drinking buddy. Is it? Hey!
Whoosh!
Whoosh! Whoosh! I know your address. You have a delivery coming your way. Shabba. Contemplate this, he says. Contemplate this. I'm going to pour into you my river of revelation. You're a revelator. Pen it. Pen it. That's for my Jewish people. I'm not just charismatic, I'm Jewish. Woo! Ever been to a Jewish wedding? Shoo! It's fun. Shoo! Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
A nice rabbi, good Jewish man. You're blessed, man.
And the Lord would say, even, I'm going to release a revelation. Go under. Let's be pickled this year. No cucumbers allowed in our meetings anymore. Does that mean we're not serious? Does that mean we don't care? Does that mean it's not about going up front with our pillow? It's about accessing his heart and getting the revelation of who he is. Because there's things he wants you to do. There's on fire buildings he wants you to run in to save those. Mr. Hoke, Jack, he wants you to go forth. Lovers will not flee. Hired hands will run the first sign of danger. But the Lord says, I want lovers. I want lovers. I want lovers. I want lovers. And Lord, I ask for Abby that you would, Lord, as she goes down. Now, you, yeah. Now, I know she has a presentation. And I know it's anointed. But I also know, Lord, what you did with Maria Woodworth Eder. And what you did with Amy Simple McPherson. Lord, and what you did with Catherine Kuhlman. It came in a very different package. And I'm not asking that you would change your daughter because you created her just like she is. You're in love with her. All I'm asking, Lord, is that you would emerge and arise afresh and anew as she goes forth, Lord. And there would be literally a sense of when you come in the room. And a sense of when it's all of a sudden everyone is fleeing for him. And you're okay. It's like you had the spotlight. And God used you in the anointing. And he just got real big on the inside. And he just stepped out into this place. So you brought him there. But then everyone ran to him.
Yeah.
And you were as John that says, I'm not him. I'm not the one. He is. And you're going to see a explosion of more miracles than you've ever seen before. Because of his ministry. It's 100% when he comes in. And I just feel like you're going to raise up others. I feel it's significant, our Geneva trip this year, what God wants to do in Geneva. I just think he's going to raise up sons and daughters of healing like we've never seen before. It's going to be in hospitals, as you know, but it's going to go to a whole other level of glory realm. It's going to be in marketplace. It's going to be in business. It's going to be, there's a business ideas that are going to come forth, and it's just a lot of things that are going to unfold. But Lord, I pray that the radical king would dance out of your daughter and touch lives all over Texas, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And that you would use her lips to enunciate like the messengers, Rasim, the runners, that would carry a message of the king. Their goal was to bring people to see the king. And so the Lord, I just believe, is going to give you a new revelation of the king and his glory. And so, Lord, I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for that. I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that. Can we just turn to him for just a second? Thank you, Father. Just your ministry is the best. Jesus. Oh. We turn, we run to your ministry. Son of David, we run to your ministry. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you. I love you, Dad.
Yeah.
I love you, Daddy. 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 I love you, Lord. Thank you for your love. Oh. Shalom.
You know the fastest way to get fruits and nuts off of a tree?
Come on.
Do you know the fastest way to do it?
Shake it.
You shake it.
Shake it. Oh, okay.
You shake it at the trunk of the tree, wow. And that's what I feel like the laughter's doing.
Oh, wow.
It's shaking it all free. That's what laughter does. It just releases. It just releases us into that next realm, and it releases the fruit.
Come on.
And the nuts.
Hey, don't look at me like that. Yeah, I resemble that.
No, but I think that's what you did to the healing tree tonight.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I bless you for that.
Thank you.
And I bless everybody's heart to be shaken free. I think,
wow,
you know,
so
I'm part of what Penn was called to set the captives free. And what I realize is that's the religious captives. They were the prisoners of conscience, the people that had this belief, but they didn't have freedom to express it. And so I pray that the Lord shakes us free.
Wow. That's right. It is a shaking.
Shakes us free. And and laughter, you know, I'm thinking also of Nehemiah when he's, you know, they were grieving. And he says, do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is
your
strength.
Yeah, come on.
So joy, and even in counseling,
yeah,
laughter and joy is what sets you free from depression. Yeah. Yeah. It sets you free. So I pray for that fruit in our lives, great fruit that comes from this message that stirs our hearts, shakes our hearts, sets our hearts free, and releases all the fruit in our lives and in the lives of others. I pray, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing with that healing tree. And that healing tree is over all the nations. The tree of life is over all the nations. And so just as the enemy is trying to stop everything up right now, let that healing shake, just shake that healing tree all around the world. Release it. Release it, Lord.
That's so good.
Yeah. Wow. Are you catching it?
Use acorns to send the oaks of righteousness all over.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, come on.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Father.
In Palmyra and Lebanon and different places I was driving, I saw all these, everywhere I went, I saw this oak street. Oak. I'm like,
huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oaks of righteousness.
There you go.
With the right root, the roots of freedom.
Wow.
Kingdom freedom.
Yes. Wow. Yep, wait till your wife turns 61. Isaiah 61 just set them free.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Now we know what the year of Jubilee is.
Wow, is that recorded? That stuff?
This is recorded. Yes,
oh, no.
This is
recorded.
With your permission.
Your reputation. That's fine.
Oh, no, yeah.
I was wondering where you got your name Rosen when you were talking about arise and shine. Arose. Yes.
It means a rose, like rose, like the rose, the fragrance of the rose. Family was gardeners for royalty.
Oh, yeah. There you go, for the king.
For the king.
Yep. Well, we've actually been, several of us have been in Iraq where those rivers are.
Well, right, exactly.
You know, we got our hands in the water of the Tigris and the Euphrates, where they come together.
Yeah.
We know the Garden of Eden. We've been there. They believe they are. They believe that tree of life right in the midst of the earth. And Isaiah 19 says that the Assyrians are there, which are exiled Jews.
Right.
So they're the other Israel. They call themselves.
Right. Yeah, and the relationship.
Yeah, we realize how big the garden is. This Garden of Eden is not just a little place. You know, and the tree of life is coming forth, and I bless that in everybody here. Bless it in you as you serve the King.
It's a joy. It's a joy. I have a little gift for you I brought. I wanted to give this to you. A little protocol as we give. I didn't have time to... I found a bag for it. It's a gift.
So there's something in the bag.
There is. It's just a bag. I like the colors of it. I didn't have time to frame it, but I wanted to give it to you.
I see your Indian
friends in this. Yeah, Five Below. No.
Wow.
Five Below.
This is a great gift. This is the Aaronic blessing.
This is, the Aaronic blessing and the tree.
Wow.
Tree of life there.
Wow.
Yeah, so I sorry I didn't have time to get a frame, but I wanted to at least bring it to you, give it to you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, for the... Awesome. For you guys and what you're doing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's an honor.
In Hebrew and English, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Oh, that's
beautiful. Amen. We will frame it and treasure it. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, David.
It's my joy.
Yes. Yes. So, I have a gift for you.
Oh, well, there are other ways we can shake nuts and fruit.
Wow.
So, one of the things that we would like to
plant
do...
Plant healing trees around the world.
Right. Yeah, one of the things that happened in our communities as we grew up is we planted trees.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, right now, we're asking you to take some seed so that we can plant more seed and plant more trees.
Yeah.
This is a good work, and you can sow into it because it's good soil. And so I just ask that whatever the Lord has placed on your heart, that you plant it. So Father, in the name of Jesus, just simply this is a time where we can give to you and shake some more from our lives. Really, whatever we have belongs to you anyway. And so we ask you now to direct us for this planting in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. I want you to tell them about what you're doing when you're having your
healing
conference.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell them.
I guess Abby just asked me to kind of inform you what we do.
What do you do?
I'm originally born in Philadelphia and my wife in New Jersey. We've sewed our lives into serving in New England for about 18, 19 years, and with a ministry center up there, and as well some entrepreneurial marketplace ministry as well. And God brought us back here in a supernatural story. Like, we all have our unique stories, but He maybe it's another time I'll share, but He brought us back here to be part of the holy experiment. It's part of my heavenly calling. I will just say that we were married 25 years ago at the William Penn Inn. Everything just has come around to the convergence for now, for my family being here. So I have a daughter that's 22 and a son that's 12. And we're both Jewish background, with bar mitzvah, and by the grace of God came into a house of love in a Gentile home and radically saved many years ago. And the Lord has called us to open up what we call the Shalom Center in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, and We live a lifestyle of being Jewish and the rhythm of celebrating the Shabbat, not because we have to, but because we get to. And celebrating the Feast of Israel. So I had my Bible study all planned out for the year already. Every year. It's a beautiful feast for the revelation of Messiah. Just so wonderful. We also, our heart is for unity. And healing as well, and we feel we're too like an Obed-Edom that we're carrying a presence, and we want to partner with others that are carrying that presence and bring our part to the whole. My heart has always been for Psalm 133, the commanded blessing. How good and how pleasant is when brethren dwell together in unity. It's like what the oil that flows over the head of Aaron, our great high priest and apostle, Yeshua HaMashiach, and the oil flows down over his head to his body, and we are his body together. One new man expression on the earth. So I also work with the First Nations leaders on the earth, and I was ordained under Chief Kenny Blacksmith and Willie Jock, under First Nations peoples. Groups and adopted into the Mohawk Nation as well. So I'm a Jew hawk. My bubby's rolling over in her grave. God rest her soul, as we say.
Right, yeah.
But so it's a wonderful life, and we of course always welcome anyone who wants to come and join us. We always have treasured friends and guests that come. And we're having April 13th through 15th. We have Smith Wigglesworth great-granddaughter coming. We're going to do it at the Shalom Center.
Mm-hmm.
We have limited seating.
Yeah.
We're filling up, so it's probably...
Are you taking reservations?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where is it located?
What's that?
Where is it located?
In Camp Hill, PA.
Where in the Camp Hill?
ShalomPA.com, 1926 Market Street, Camp Hill, PA.
Okay.
ShalomPA.com is our website. So, and there's an app too. We have, but so we're excited that she's coming. We have a good friend. Unfortunately, Jack may not be coming. Jack Shayfield, who we work together with, and but we have a bartender, Holy Ghost bartender, Kevin Ford, who was a bartender really in life, and God called him to bring healing to the nation, so he's going to be with us. We have friends of mine who are overseeing many churches in Kenya and from Mombasa in the Muslim area, and we have Jamie Fitt from the Philadelphia Tabernacle coming doing some worship. So we're going to have a Passover Seder on Saturday in the afternoon. We're going to celebrate the Passover together, so it's going to be a wonderful kind of gourmet Passover Seder. So, so you're all welcome if there's room.
Right.
The evenings are free, but the you may want to register if you're interested, just because we're going to fill up, and Jack, you're going to just have to sit on my lap, I guess, or
right.
I'm going to make you part of the worship team or something.
Yeah.
I'll wash
dishes.
Yeah.
So can you come to a day or a night, or do you need to register for the whole thing?
I would probably register for the whole thing if you know you're coming to a few, or if you let us know, you want to contact us on the website, we can tell you if there's going to be room for that evening. We will have an overflow, but who wants that? Although I may send Kevin back if someone else is preaching, and you may get more in the back room than.
Yeah.
It's not a big space, but we feel this time around, we had it last year, Global Awakening, and it just wasn't available to us this year because of a wedding. So we just have a piece to have it at our little shtetl, as we call it, little home.
Yeah.
So. And that's it. A bunch of other stuff going on, but...
Yeah. That's what I wanted them to hear about.
For the healing group.
Awesome.
Healing practitioners.